State press conference. It's my pleasure to introduce Washington State defensive coordinator, Tracy Claes. Coach, could you introduce the players you brought with you on the defensive side?
Sure. Today we got two of great leaders for our football team this year and seniors, Peyton Pelleur and Hunter Dale.
Howdy.
Coach Spurrier, could you tell us who you brought with you?
Yeah, we've got two outstanding players, quarterback Gardner Minshew II, a senior, and Jameer Calvin, who's a true sophomore.
Coach Claes, could you give us tell us how the week's gone and what you're looking forward to the game this weekend?
We've had a good time since we've been down here, and it's a great city, a lot of things to do, and at the same time, had great practices. The guys been focused and prepared. It's important. They're fun, but they're a lot more fun if you win. But the city's been great to us. The Alamo Bowl has been great to us. And we've had a good week preparing and looking forward to the game.
Questions for the panel, raise your hand. We'll bring around a microphone. If you're listening online, hashtag Valero Alamo Bowl, and we'll ask social media questions from there. Is there a first question in the audience?
Nobody.
There you go.
Coach,
all right.
There we go. Coach Spurrier, the one we did have one come in, can you talk about what kind of the Iowa State offense, what you knew before, what you know now after a couple weeks
of tape?
I
know nothing about their offense, and I know nothing this week about their offense. Haven't watched them at all. Yeah, their defense. Iowa State is a talented team. You know, they started off the year, I think, 1-3 and 7-1 the last eight games, so they've got a lot of momentum going for them. They're kind of standard in the front. They play a three-man front, and they mix it up in the secondary a good bit. Their leading tackler, number 12, does an excellent job flying all over the place. They're a sound team. They tackle well. We're going to have to play well, execute well to beat these guys.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, Greg Lucas, San Antonio Express News. Coach Claes, can you tell me about what the process was like coming in for you this year and installing your defense?
Well, the best thing was I didn't change a whole lot, I felt it was better for me to learn some things, and we changed as little as possible. Obviously, personality-wise, there are a couple things that I like to do that they weren't doing much of, but I would say 80% of it was built around what they've already been doing, and they've been great. We had to get to know each other, but had great senior leadership, and overall, the transition was really pretty easy.
This is for Peyton. Last season, your season was cut short due to injury. This season, you're leading the team in tackles. What have you learned in the recovery process, and how has it impacted your gameplay this year?
I think I've just had a different perspective on football just coming back from that injury. I've had a newfound appreciation just for the game itself. It's each practice is just that much more fun for me just because, I've never really sat out like a full year like that before from an injury. So I guess, before that injury, I kind of, took it for granted a little bit. And so this season has just been that much more fun. One, because we've been winning. I just got a great group of guys around me and guys on like Hunter Dale on the defensive side of the ball that help me out and allow me to make plays when I get the opportunity. But just having that new appreciation for this game that I've been playing since I was, just a little kid just makes it that much more fun.
You have one to come in for Gardner. You had the Coach Leach holiday card. You had the suit. Is there one more thing that's going to go viral before game time?
There's no telling, man. We got a lot of personality on this team, so I'd probably keep some cameras around just in case something pops off. But there's nothing in the works yet.
Peyton, your defense as a team has improved a lot since you came to the program. What differences have you seen, or when was the turning point for you as a group?
We got a close-knit group of guys. We have fun together. Each practice is just a blast. Loads of energy. And Coach Claes here, like he talked about earlier, came in, didn't really change much. New verbiage here and there, but for the most part, we've been doing what we've been doing the past couple of years. And I feel like that really helped out the young guys because it is kind of a younger defense. And they've just been keep getting better week in, week out. So, we try to focus on getting better each week, and especially with all the practices we've had this bowl season, we just try to focus on getting better and preparing our butts off each game, and this week's no different.
Front.
This can go to Hunter or Peyton, whichever, whoever wants to answer it. So you played against a lot of good quarterbacks in the Pac-12. Who have you seen that compares to Brock Purdy's play in the Pac-12, quarterback-wise?
In the Pac-12, they do have a lot of good quarterbacks. Since he's a freshman, I think he's doing a phenomenal job leading that team. He's making his receivers better, and he's making everybody around him better, too. And it looks like he's giving a lot of his people around him a lot of confidence. And each quarterback has their own style. I really wouldn't compare him to anybody in the Pac-12 because he has his own style. And I just think that we're going to have to do a good job containing him and trying to show him different looks and things like that. But he brings his team up, and he elevates their team's play.
Thank you, Hunter.
What he said.
Thank you, Peyton. Coach Clays, could you talk about their receiving running back, their stars? They're both 1,000 yards. Hakeem's got a lot of height. Do they compare with anything? What have you seen on tape from those two?
Well, it's a matter of with their size and their skill levels that having the running back and two big wide receivers and got a tight end that runs good as they make you defend everything, vertically and horizontally. They make it hard to cheat anywhere, and then mixing up their tempos on you and is that it's a challenge, but each week is, and we've had good practices, but looking forward to it. But it will definitely be a challenge with their talent and some of the things they're doing.
For Jameer, their defense has had some success against different air raid kind of schemes all year. Can you tell me what you've seen from them and their safety, PV, is an All-American, and what does he kind of bring to their team?
Just kind of a leadership role. He kind of leads the whole defense. Comes down, makes good tackles. They're actually a really good tackling team, so we're just going to have to go out there, do what we do every week, and just make plays, set holes and zones, and just come out with the victory.
Scott Hood from Wazoo Watch. This is for Coach Spurrier. When you were at South Carolina, you went to a lot of bowl games with your dad and won a lot of bowl games. What impact did those bowl games have on recruiting? Because obviously you recruit down in Florida and up in the Midwest and all over the country. What impact does recruiting have?
Yeah, bowl games are big, especially as you get into later December and January where everybody's watching them. Everybody sees this. And, Washington State, we have pretty good reach. We got a lot of kids from Florida, Michigan, Texas. To be in the state of Texas obviously means a lot for us to be here. We need to play well. We brought a good team with us, and we're looking forward to putting on a good show. But, yeah, it definitely influences kids. They get to watch you play, and they want to see a team that plays well, that plays hard, that has fun, and can win games. And we've done that a bunch this year. We've got an opportunity to be on TV a good bit. Game day coming out there to Pullman was a big deal for us. So, yeah, anytime you're on TV and you represent your program, it's a big deal, and it's a big deal in recruiting. Without a doubt, Scott.
Oh, I think we got a planted question.
There you go. All right, Garner, I'm just curious, how much would someone have to pay you to shave off your mustache?
I don't know if it's even in dollars right now. Maybe I'd trade it for like 3 wishes from a genie.
There you go.
Or, executive power of the United States of America. something like that. But to put a dollar figure on it is just absurd. So, good question.
Gardner, we did have one. What do you think running out of that tunnel, though? What is going to be going through your mind when you go see the big crowd, see the Friday Night Lights, the only game on TV? What do you think is going to be going through your mind?
No, I'm fired up. We're glad to be here. I always kind of imagine when I run out of the tunnel, kind of like Mike Winchell running out, in Friday Night Lights. So I'm in Texas, so I'll probably do something like that. So that'll be a lot of fun. It's a huge stage, big bowl game against a really good team. And, man, we just got to go out and do what we do. And, the rest, I feel like, will take care of itself.
Any other questions from the pet table? One front.
Question for Jameer. With neither USC or UCLA going to bowl games, you being from Southern California, what are your reactions for your family and friends down there? They sort of adopted Washington State as their team since the Trojans and the Bruins are staying home for the holidays?
I would hope so. That would help a lot. There's a lot of good guys that come out of California. USC and UCLA kind of been on the decline, but I'm sure they'll get it together and figure it all out. They're historically great programs, but, hey, come join us at Washington State.
Watch you play.
All right, any more questions? Coaches, we'll ask you to stay up the top, and we'll spread the players out for some one-on-ones. Thank you.